This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Eye on College Basketball podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Eye on College Basketball podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And there you have that. We're doing a couple things here right now. First of all, Joe Posnanski is going to join us from Joe Blogs. We're going to talk to him about Major League Baseball, obviously the big day coming tomorrow. It is Baseball Eve or Opening Day Eve or whatever you want to call it.
Even the day before Opening Day.
Even though they have already started.
Let it go.
The great American pastime outside of our borders. So that was great stuff. Really excited about that. So we've been doing a couple of things this morning. Obviously, Russell Wilson going to the Giants has kind of triggered a bunch of conversations along the way. We played Let's Find Us a Quarterback. Jeff literally went to a thrift shop, and even the thrift shop was like, I don't know if we can take that.
Isn't it screaming, though? It's screaming. It's screaming that they're not panicking or feeling a major need here, which makes me think either they're convinced they're taking somebody at two and they know who they're going to get, or they think Kirk Cousins is coming here.
I think that if you look at it this way, because Kirk Cousins isn't going to say what he's doing, he's not going to let his no-trade deal go until after the draft.
And there's no guarantee just because you want Kirk Cousins you can get him, because he's actually on another team right now.
Right, and it's going to cost you something to get him.
Right, and he
unless
might not,
they cut him.
And if the Browns draft a quarterback at two, why would he waive his no-trade clause to come here when he knows that it would be a short-term starter? You know, it screams Kirk Cousins and a quarterback with 33, or a quarterback at two. It screams one or the other.
All right, so is this saying to me and you, right, that the Browns' options are kind of this? Abdul Carter at two, Kirk Cousins after. Is that a game plan?
Or
that's, I'm just saying, I'm just going to go through these. That, right?
Or Travis Hunter.
That's fine. Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. And then, you know, once they do that, this way he'll waive his no trade and then he'll want to come up from Atlanta. Okay?
Yeah, but then the Browns still have to figure it out with Atlanta. I mean, there's no guarantee. But the fact that he has a no trade clause, he could kind of dictate where he goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my next part of this, though, and I brought this up last segment, and by the way, I still want your word for the offseason. I know I got a couple people on hold, and we'll get to that in a second. The question then becomes, is it Shedeur Sanders out of panic at two because they're trying to save their job?
No, Andy, honestly, and I feel this way, everything they've done this offseason to me screams that their jobs aren't on the line. Otherwise, I would think Andrew Berry would have been a lot more aggressive in free agency, trying to bring in some guys that he thinks might be able to might be able to make a difference.
Jeff, I could be really aggressive walking into our car dealership, and I know I want that, and then I go to look at my wallet, and I don't have enough money for the car.
There are guys out there who need jobs you could go get.
Josh.
Right now.
Josh is in Grand River. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing good. This morning?
Did it snow in Grand River today? I'm just curious.
It snowed on the way in Fort, yes.
Yeah, I drove in. I was on 480, and I think I was the only car that had snow on it. And people were like, oh, loser. Okay, what do you got for us, Josh?
So my word for the Browns is going to be limited. And the reason why I picked limited is because of salary cap, Deshaun Watson, and the signing of Myles Garrett has made it limited on what the Cleveland Browns could spend. Also, it's limited because the draft isn't that potentials for draft, depending on where they go, if there's trades up and trades down. The quarterback class for the veterans is also very limited now. So that's my word for the Browns.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Josh. All right, so we're looking at some of the other words that people boring seemed to be the number one word. I said meticulous. Jeff said curious.
Curious.
Dan said realistic. Any other words we've had? I think those are limited. Was that a word that somebody used to? There were a couple other words that people had used.
Perfunctory. That was used.
Yeah.
All right. George Clinton sings that song or no? No?
Still one of the best concerts I ever went to.
Bill does.
Oh, he does? Okay. Jack is in Shaker Heights. Hi, Jack.
Hi, guys. My word is dithering.
Dithering. And wow. I cannot dithering. Believe how intelligent
That's a good one.
Our listeners are. Dithering.
Like our last president. But anyway, I really want, as a fan, Shadur here. I followed him. I watched him in person and on television. And I know, and nobody says much about this because they do say it and they have said it, but it's the company line of the NFL not to say anything. He and his daddy do not want to come to Cleveland for many reasons. If the Gobi Desert had an NFL team, he'd rather go there. And I pretty much know that our head coach does not want him here. Can you imagine?
How do you know these things, Jack? Do you have inside information?
It's on cable. And it's
What's
not
on cable?
Cable as much as this information.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of sports. Get on your smart TV and take a look at all of the sports talk shows.
All of the places that are looking to fill content for 24/7, including us.
In other words, go listen to something like what we do for 4 hours every day.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dan, can you reiterate? Because I think part of that conversation is the whole Shadur Sanders or the whole Deion Sanders allegedly saying that New York is where they wanted to be, and he is like. He has been vehement saying that that's not true. That's just not true that he said. And in talking to Daryl Ryder about this on game day, like Daryl kept saying, if it was true, what is there any sound? Is there any video in a group like that? I mean, you're trying to tell me when Deion walks by, someone doesn't have their phone up? And if you're from New York, wouldn't you say, if you're a Giants fan or a Jets fan or whatever, and you would say, Deion! You coming to New York? You think you wouldn't have done that with a phone on or a camera on? And it took like 2 weeks for that story to come out. That's where the validity is. Like, what if that would have happened and he would have said, so, oh, we only want to go to New York or we want New York or we want New York or whatever. That would have come out immediately. Like, there would have been someone who walked away and went to social media and said, ooh, this is interesting. Deion just said this. Why would it take 2 weeks for that to get out? And Daryl lays out a really good argument. Go ahead, sir.
To continue our one word of the day to sum up how Deion Sanders described that situation, erroneous.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. He said this. He went to Instagram, I apologize, and said off of his official account under somebody who aggregated this story, this is a lie, we will go wherever God tells us. It's one of those, I'm paraphrasing a little bit what
right.
he said,
That's
but
he
you're
said.
Pretty close. And exactly what you said. Coach Prime's never run into a camera he didn't like.
Chuck's in Shaker. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, it just seems like some of the media and fans around the country, it just seemed like they're still hating us because of that Watson deal. And it just seemed like they want Cleveland to take the focus off getting a quarterback at number two. And they're talking about, well, they could take Hunter, they could take what's this linebacker, this pass rusher.
Defensive
from
end?
Yeah.
Abdul
yeah.
Carter?
Abdul Carter. Yeah. Yeah, right, Carter. You know, instead of losing, they already lost focus on getting a backup here or a quarterback for this season with Miles, the Miles deal. Now if they get in the middle of thinking about what people are saying, they need to just stay focused and get the best quarterback at number two. If Ward's there or if Shador's there, grab it. Because, like I said, that's going to be the future. You're still going to need a quarterback no matter who you bring in here eventually.
Yeah, but is it worth it? If you, if I told you that Abdul Carter is going to be a Hall of Famer, and I don't know that he's going to be, but I think I've watched him play enough college football to think this guy is special. If I told you that, and then I would have told you whoever's in this draft isn't going to last in the league more than 3 years or they're a career backup, who would you draft? Who would you draft?
You're making an assumption there.
No, I'm just saying that.
But Andy, if you could do
everything,
that,
hang on, I'm sorry, Chuck. I mean, everything in the draft is an assumption.
Oh, but and but
Andy, if you could predict that, you wouldn't be working down at the studio down there.
That is true. That is true.
Chuck, you're right.
Chuck, that's the line of the day. Right, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
And Andy, again, I'm so tired of me saying this.
Okay.
They have to trust their evaluation, and if Cam Ward isn't available to them, I would draft Cam Ward. I would be hesitant to draft another.
Now you're assuming that he's going to be a long-term quarterback by saying this, right?
I am.
Okay.
My own personal observations. Okay. And yeah. I do not evaluate football players for a living.
Okay.
You know, I was glad to get DeShone Kizer in Cleveland, and I was really mad when they didn't draft Josh Allen.
And you were
so
okay.
So I went 50-50, and I didn't think Kizer would necessarily be a stud, but I sure wanted him here to find out if he could be. But I thought for sure Josh Allen was going to be. Cam Ward looks like the real deal to me. He really does.
Okay.
And Shedeur Sanders looks like a guy that, okay, you'd have your quarterback, and he'd be okay. And I can't bring myself to go further than that with him. And I also can't bring myself...
Again, this is all speculation
sure.
down the road.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Same as what I just did.
Hold on. And I also can't sit here and say Shedeur can't play, because I think he can. This is where Andrew Berry has to think, is my best value to get a guy who might be middle-of-the-road quarterback, or do they think he's going to be top tier? If he's going to be top tier, they take him. It's done. I mean, it's that simple. But if you think he's going to be middle of the road, well, then sign Carson Wentz and put him with Kenny Pickett and have him fight it out, and you'll have a middle-of-the-road quarterback. So you don't have to take Shedeur at two. It depends on what Andrew Berry and his staff think about him.
So let me throw this at you, because I think this is the obvious question. Do you think Andrew Berry's job is on the line?
No, I've already told you that.
I do.
I don't think he's approached this offseason in that regard.
I'm not saying he's approaching it that way.
My job was on the line to get 10 wins. I sure wouldn't be sitting there right now with Jerry Jeudy as my only wide receiver that I can count on.
I just think that there is pressure there to make sure you deliver, and I do think it's very easy to make a mistake when there might be a more talented player on the board, someone who could be with you for a long time, but we all have, well, if the quarterback's there at two, he might be there in 2025, but that guy in 2025 who might be the quarterback at two, maybe a fourth or fifth rounder in 2025. But I know it's all kind of speculation on that. I don't think they can afford to make a mistake here again. Otherwise, we are just going to sit on this treadmill for the rest of our lives, because that's where it feels like we're at. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We'll continue this conversation. Give me the one word if you want to. Also, what's going on with the Guardians and TV? We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.